We present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Sheila Hancock in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And once again, we're delighted to have Sheila Hancock with us to do battle with our three regular male competitors. And once again, I'm going to ask them to speak, each one in turn, if they can, for just a minute, on some unlikely subject, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card. And according to how well they do it, they will gain points, or their opponents will gain points. And let us begin the show this week with Clement Freud. And the subject is a good one to begin with. Just a minute. Can you talk, Clement, for 60 seconds on just a minute, starting now?
When you go into a restaurant and order a steak, which may be a sirloin, an entrecote, a fillet, or a rump, and you want it underdone, rare, senior...
Deviation, just a minute, is the title of a radio show, and he's talking about steaks.
Yeah, but Kenneth, he might go in there and say, just a minute.
Oh, you ever heard anyone go in there and say, just a minute?
No, yes, regularly, the waiter always says to me, just a minute, and it's an hour. And this is what I was...
Oh, well, then I withdraw.
Well, I'm delighted. It makes it much easier.
Oh, well, I just withdraw the challenge. I mean, I make no bones about it. I'm sorry I spoke. Oh, I'm sorry. Just kick me as you pass.
Anyway, Kenneth, I disagree with your challenge. So, Clement Freud has a point, and he has 50 seconds to continue on Just a Minute, starting now.
An alternative method to specifying the type of meat you wish to have is to say to the waiter, just a minute, as a result of which it will come up raw, or at best burnt on the outside and cold on the inner. But Just a Minute is also the name of a radio panel game in which stars of stage, screen, and dog track assemble before small...
Deviation,
there's no stars of any dog track up here.
You haven't seen Clement from the dog track, yes. Have you?
Coming out of track four.
Are we in the realm of reality or not? I mean, I'll be discussing this seriously. Is he really in a trap? Does he come out of a trap?
No, he was then, Kenneth, I must explain to you, that was a Clement Freud joke about the idea of him coming out of a trap.
I see.
I think he kept going. He didn't altogether deviate from Just a Minute, so I'm going to give him another point, and there are 26 seconds for Just a Minute, Clement, starting now.
Sit on the stage of a London theatre while a small, puny audience boo and occasionally...
Kenneth Williams...
Deviation. Grave discourtesy to these lovely people. Grave discourtesy. Grave discourtesy. Absolutely. Thank you. Appalling rudeness.
Are you mean deviation, sir? So you mean that our audience is not...
You needed a braver audience than that,
yes.
Chair me.
You're saying it's deviation because it's not a small and puny audience, yes. Mm. And obviously, Clement
Freud... And far from puny. Yes. Look at her up there.
No. I've never seen a man throw it away so much as Clement Freud did. He threw his chance away there to antagonise our whole audience. Because once they clap, you know, we know which way it goes. And they're the final arbiters. So, Kenneth, I agree with your challenge. You take over the subject. And there are 18 seconds, just a minute, starting now.
Just a minute is a perfect medium through which you can hear the dulcet tones of Kenneth Williams. What fight?
Sheila Hancock, why do you challenge?
Deviation. They're not always dulcet. No. I grant they are sometimes.
Yeah, they're not always dulcet. No. I mean, sometimes they're most abrasive, aren't they? And very aggressive and very rude. And so, Sheila, I agree with your challenge, so you gain a point, and there are 9 seconds for just a minute, starting now.
It is incredibly difficult to talk on one subject for 1 minute. I wouldn't have believed it would be as difficult until I joined...
That whistle that has just been blown by the man who keeps the time and invented the game, Ian Messiter, tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gets an extra point. In this case, it was Sheila Hancock, who has a lead of 2 alongside Clement Freud over Peter Jones and 1 over Kenneth Williams at the end of the first round. And Sheila Hancock, it's your turn to begin. The subject is poetry. Can you talk to us on that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
This happens to be one of the great joys of my life. It's something I discovered about 2 years ago. At school, I remember endlessly doing boring old things like Hiawatha, which are enough to put you off for life. However, now I have discovered more modern verse, and indeed I have given the odd poetry reading at places like the Festival Hall, and nothing gives me...
Clement Freud's challenge, why?
Deviation.
Why?
There are no places like the Festival
Hall. How disgraceful. You're most rude if you interrupt a lady like this. It's disgraceful.
Well, she actually said odd places like the Festival Hall. I think that would agree with your challenge that the Festival Hall is odd, and there's no other place like it. So you are therefore agreeing with Sheila. So she has another point, and there are 33 seconds. Poetry starting now.
Sylvia Plath is one of my favourite poets. I had a funny thing happen a little while ago when I was going to do one of these said appearances.
Peter Jones, why have you challenged?
Hesitation.
No, no, don't be so ungallant, you rude person. Go on, dear, go
I
on.
Nice.
I think she was floundering a little, whether she actually...
Floundering, yes,
no, she was lovely.
Floundering, hesitating, what do you else to call it?
She's all a god.
Kenneth!
All a god for you. And for you.
If we all speak at once, the listeners don't know what's going on. I think that it was a debatable point, but Peter Jones, I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt to you and say she was. So you have a point, and there are 24 seconds left for poetry starting now.
If you can fill each unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, the earth is yours and everything that's in it. And what is more, you'll be a man, my son. I feel that those words...
Clement Freud actually challenged you.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Hesitation.
Well, I'm afraid there was, Peter.
You left even, an ever so long pause.
He left it for the audience to applaud, which they did. But you see, the thing is, even if they clap, you've got to keep going.
Didn't realise that.
Yes. You can't play to your audience and just wait for the laughs and the applause and build it up that way. No, it was a very long pause, Peter. I agree with Clement's challenge, so he gains a point, and there are 9 seconds for poetry, Clement, starting now.
There was a time when poetry consisted of verse, and each...
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
Because this deviation, the statement is totally incorrect.
Why?
Well, the poetry has always been poetry. It's never consisted of anything else.
I disagree. I mean, poetry can be verse. I mean, it depends on which way you interpret
the
words.
He said there was a time when poetry...
Don't argue with the chairman.
Classified
it's a family chairman.
There's never been anything like that.
I don't know why we had Dennis Williams on the show in the first place.
There's never been a time when it was anything else.
I don't know why we had Dennis Williams on the show.
Now, look here. I'll give you chapter and verse. What do you want, Aristotle? Do you want Aristotle? Do you want Plato on the subject?
I want Dennis Williams.
Poetry's always been poetry. Don't you shut up. You start a mean mate.
I want to have Derek Nimmo back.
I'll put one on you. I have poetry for you. Hey, what? Good night.
I will put one on the audience now. If you want chapter and verse, then I will go to the audience.
If you are the only girl in the world.
Kenneth Williams, you said as soon as the show was over, you had to get away early.
Yes,
don't
I
lose.
Yes.
Shall I go on?
Yes, well, there's prose poem. Yes, I think so. So, Clement, you have a point, and there are 5 seconds left, starting now.
But now there is prose poem, many of which is thought.
On that occasion, Clement Freud was speaking when the whistle went, so he gained the extra point and he now has a lead over Sheila Hancock at the end of that round. Peter Jones, it's your turn to begin. The subject, surf riding. Can you talk to us about surf riding for 60 seconds, starting now?
One of the most memorable advertisements I can ever recall is that of an...
Kenneth Williams, why...
Deviation. We're not discussing advertisements. We're talking about surf riding.
But you're probably going to say that...
Listen, you should give the subject to media and I'll talk about it.
If you win it legitimately, you will have it. But until you do, the subject will stay with the person who has got it. And this occasion was Peter Jones, because he hadn't yet reached the advertisement, what was in it. And there are 55 seconds, Peter. Continue surf riding, starting now.
It featured a picture of a New South Wales lifeguard who was standing on a surfboard and holding a Christmas pudding, and he was advertising Australian dried fruit, sultanas, currants, and the like. And later on in the year, this picture was changed or adapted to advertise other... I'm actually hesitating here. Nobody apparently has noticed it.
Yes, they have. We all noticed it, but including the audience...
I thought they were dropping off for a moment. I noticed Clement's eyes closed. It's always rather difficult.
When his eyes close, that's when he's thinking. He actually pressed his buzzer at that particular moment, and Clement, you challenged.
You mustn't let them intimidate you.
Deviation, why?
From surf-riding. He was talking about hesitation.
That's right. He's gone even one further from the hesitation he went on to talk about. So, Clement, you have a point, and there are 34 seconds for surf-riding starting now.
There is only a limited amount of surf in this country, but a great deal of riding. Even jockeys on discs seem to...
Kenneth Moon's wife, you challenged.
Deviation. Disc jockeys have nothing to do with surf riding.
No, but I think it established the fact he was going on from surf riding and talking about
established
other types
surf riding,
of riding.
Not riding, dear.
I know, but a disc jockey might even surf ride, and you're talking about riding, and he was comparing surf riding and other types of riding. He hadn't deviated sufficiently yet to be way off the subject. And so there are 25 seconds left for surf riding with Clement Freud starting now.
And horse-bound Liberal members of Parliament wishing to engage in this pursuit have to go to Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland, yay Tasmania.
Sheila Hancock's challenge, your wife.
They don't, they can go to Roehampton.
If you're talking about surf riding, you're
they,
not.
They can skurf. Go to...
Skurf riding?
In Roehampton.
Oh, it's not skurf in your ear, you great nit.
Have you been to Roehampton?
No, I haven't.
Well,
what's so special about Roehampton? Why have they got skurf there anyway?
It's the atmosphere.
Oh, I see. I have no idea.
Actually, Sheila, the thing was, he said they go there. They don't have to go there. So he wasn't, strictly speaking, deviating from the subject on the Carloff surf riding. So Clement has another point, and there are 14 seconds left starting now.
One day in Hobart, or to be more accurate, one afternoon on the outskirts of that city, I put on my bathing dress and got a piece of wood known as a board and lay upon this the hair on my chest.
Well, Clement Freud's surf riding has taken him into a lead of quite a commanding lead over all the others at the end of that round. Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin. The subject, happenings. Many you often create for us most spontaneously and enjoyably, but can you talk about them for just a minute, starting now?
Well, they are simply things which occur in the life or in the business of humanity. I wouldn't regard them myself as having any special significance artistically, although I know there is a school of thought which maintains that the instant happening is in itself of intrinsic value. And they actually go as far as to stage such things. It's a load of old rubbish. The only art worth calling that name is the result of one man's vision. And depending on the richness of that vision, that is the kind of...
Sheila Hancock got in first.
I would deviation. I dispute that it's always the result of one man's vision.
You could have got me on repetition because I said art twice, but the vision...
Vision.
You can't get me on, dear. You're hoist here with your own petard. Out of your own mouth.
Leave
out
to
of your
the
own
judge.
Mouth, you think.
Well, actually, Sheila, you could have had him for repetition, I'd agreed, but the thing is, he was talking about happenings, and it can be the result of one man's
He
inspiration.
Said the only definition of art is the result of one man's vision. Well, I would dispute that.
Well, it's
a lot
debatable
of
point. We could have spent the whole afternoon discussing it, so
and
I'll put that to the audience.
Could.
All right, audience, such a difficult subject on which to make a decision, so you will be the final judges. If you agree with Sheila Hancock's challenge, would you cheer? And if you disagree with her challenge, will you boo? And will you all do it together now? The audience decided that you have a point, Kenneth, and you keep the subject. 15 seconds, happenings starting now.
One happened to me in a restaurant when this fella said, "You're worse off than you are on. Thank you for a great disappointment." And exited in a cloud of aftershave and talcum powder, leaving me most discomfited.
Clement Freud is challenged. Why? Why do you challenge?
What? Go! What's about to be you now?
Kenneth, sit down.
I've come all the way from King's Cross and treated like a load of rubbish.
Kenneth, we know you're exhausted. Just sit down, rest yourself. You may have to go back to King's Cross afterwards. Yeah. He came in 1 second beforehand because he was trying very hard.
Well,
you pressed your buzzer.
Yes, indeed, it was a mistake.
And it means that Kenneth Williams has another
point
and 1 second left. And Kenneth Freud has challenged again.
Yes. I want him to win.
wins. He wins legitimately. And we have 1 second for you on Happenings Now, Kenneth, starting now.
Well, there's very little I can say in that amount of time.
At the end of that round, Kenneth Williams leapt forward from fourth place into third place.
Oh, he eggs you on to think it's something good, and then he lets you down.
Alongside Sheila Hancock. Clement Freud is still in the lead. Clement, ooh, your turn to begin. The subject, hokum. Can you talk to us about hokum for 60 seconds, starting now?
Hokum is an expression given to denote something which is untrue, quite often dishonest, and as frequently as not, a confidence trick of some kind. For instance, if a salesman of vacuum cleaners attempts to get into your house by putting his foot into the door and refusing to let go when you push, and then throws a bag of flour onto the carpet, promising that with the aid of a few simple devices such as a tulip and a daffodil, not to mention a radiogram, he can refit the entire staircase with linoleum, that could well be said to be on the side of hokum. But using that very word, I'm reminded of a friend of mine who was called Ephraim K. Hokum.
Peter Jones' wife who challenged.
A deviation. He was talking about this subject reminding him of something else. He actually said it. That reminds me of a friend of mine.
Yeah, called Ephraim E. Hokum.
What's the name
and
of
you see, the point is, Peter, in this game, providing he keeps going, which is jolly difficult, you know, when you've got three other people breathing down your neck with buzzers in their hands, and doesn't
yes,
deviate...
Yes, I've never managed it yet.
That's deviation. That's deviation, too. Nobody's breathing down anybody's neck.
You breathe down Clement Freud's neck regularly. It's jolly difficult for
well,
you.
Well, Sheila Hancock certainly hasn't breathed down mine.
Oh, well, maybe if she did, you, it would... anyway, he wasn't... is deviating from the subject of hokum, so he has a point, and there are 5 seconds left, Clement, starting now.
He lived not far from the shore in a mansion called Shea Hokum, where many a great...
Well, Clement Freud started with the subject of hokum, finished with hokum, and it really was hokum.
Throughout, and... yes.
And just increased his lead by 2 at the end of that round. Sheila, your turn to begin. The subject for you is keeping a book. A very wide range of thought, probably, that'll give you. But will you talk about it for 60 seconds, starting now?
I believe this is something to do with horses, but I'm not going to venture any opinion on that. I have a book which I keep regularly. In fact, I couldn't exist without it. It's a sort of diary. On one side, it says things to do today, and on the other side, it is the same things.
Clement Freud got in first.
Repetition of things.
Yes, and side as well, I'm afraid, Sheila. So, Clement, you have a point, and there are 41 seconds for keeping a book, starting now.
One of the best ways of keeping a book is on a race course. You enter all bets on one side, and on the opposing page, you fill in such transactions upon which you are likely to lose money. And yet, this pastime is known as making a book, quite recently, because so many people lost
Ken
their
Williams
shirts.
Right, challenge.
Well, deviation, if it's known as making a book, it's not the subject, which is keeping a book.
Only recently.
Deviation, the subject.
He was still keeping to the subject of keeping a book, and he was giving an illustration, actually, of... A variation of this idea and what it means to other people. So I can't really agree with the challenge, Kenneth. And there are 18 seconds for Clement to continue keeping a book, starting now.
If you go to a public library and do the subject on the card, you're liable to a number of fines which mount from 2p for the first week in which you fail to return the volume in question to some great significant quantitative amount like...
So Clement Freud was not only keeping a book, he was keeping going in spite of challenges, and he's creased his lead again at the end of that round. And Peter Jones, it is your turn. The subject is things to do in a train. I don't know what prompted Ian Messiter to think of that subject, but I'm sure you can talk to us about it for 60 seconds, starting now.
First of all, you must make certain that the train is not standing in a station. After that... you can let the imagination have full rein, depending on the number of passengers there are travelling with you in the compartment. If there are two, then a small game of cards would be quite appropriate. If the numbers are greater than that, then naturally the type of game has more possibility.
Kenneth Williams, you'll challenge. Why?
Game twice.
Yes, I'm afraid there was more than one game going on in that compartment. we must travel with you sometime, Peter. 32 seconds left for you, Kenneth, having gained a point and the subject. Things to do in a train, starting now.
Well, if you get in the train of the gown of the bride, it can be quite an experience. Now, I did this when I was a very small boy with an innocent, chubby little face and golden ringlets falling over my eyes, which, as you can see, are Mediterranean. And blue, and they all said, "What's he doing under there? Get him out in his little velvet suit," which was how I got mixed up with her train in the first place.
Well, Kenneth Williams, I'm sure, has given all the naughty boys who listen to our programme many thoughts about what to do at the next wedding they go to. Kenneth, you were speaking when the whistle went, you gained the extra point, and you have crept up into second place, but you're still quite a distance behind our leader, who is still Clement Freud. And, Clement Freud, your turn to begin. On being very serious, that is the subject which we feel you should be able to talk about well, and just a minute will do, starting now.
When you have twice the score of those around you and Kenneth Williams is asleep by your right-hand side, it is difficult to be anything but very serious. And yet I shall try. A man came up to another man and said, "Hello,
Kenneth Williams,
I have a conundrum."
Two men.
There were two men, yes. Very close to each other,
I thought
too.
He was asleep. I would never...
He was trying one. Kenneth, you have a point, and there are 42 seconds for on being serious. On being very serious, starting now.
Well, of course, it was Cicero who had the last word on this subject when he said, "To be truly idle is to be industrious." And here I think one has a quality of deep consideration insofar as seriousness of mind is concerned. If we address ourselves...
Peter Jones's challenge, why?
Hesitation. He seemed to be grinding to a halt altogether. Like a sort of gramophone that should be wound up, it sounded like.
So quiet, I can hardly hear whether he had ground to a halt or not.
I think he was doing that on purpose.
You think so? I don't know. He kept going, but he was going very slowly. I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt to Peter Jones and say you have 21 seconds, Peter, on being very serious, starting now.
Sometimes the most amusing, witty, and comical clowns can be very serious indeed.
How true that is. How very true that is.
Keep going, Peter. You've been interrupted.
What? Is he allowed to interrupt?
No, of course he's not.
It's like bumping and boring.
Yes, it's not a game of dodger.
But you ought to be warned off altogether by the stewards. It's not fair. No.
You've been warned off the course. The penalty is you mustn't interrupt a game for at least 5 seconds.
Kenneth has got his comeuppance with Peter, hasn't he?
Comeuppance? What's that mean?
He's never been challenged for hesitating so much in his life.
Oh, you've got to yield to me afterwards.
So, I must tell you that we have very little time left for the show, and I actually said it was 20 seconds left. There were only... there were 20 seconds left when I said... I'm so sorry. I was quite correct before. I'm getting rather confused. Peter Jones has another point for a false challenge, and there are 8 seconds for you to continue, Peter, on being very serious, starting now.
I wouldn't say that it is exactly an art form, but it is a knack which can be learned if you take lessons and have tuition for...
That round, Peter Jones is speaking when the whistle went, so he gained the extra point. And also, as I said a little while ago, I'm afraid we have no more time left, so we have to finish the game there. And the final result was that Sheila Hancock, after doing so well last week, trailed a little this week and was in fourth place. Peter Jones finished in third place. Kenneth Williams now in second place, behind this week's winner, who is Clement Freud. Sorry that we have no more time for just a minute. We do hope that you've enjoyed this particular edition of the game. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.